the block.
Yeah, gon' be there.
Welcome to the Fly Show after UFOs. I'm talking about the Fly Show after space shuttles. This is Hustle and Flow, the show for the youth, by the youth, aiming to inspire growth within shakers and movers of different communities in SA, around the globe, and all that. We focus on turning negative situations into positive situations through conversations that leave a lesson to establish growth through connecting hustlers and promoting creative collaboration. I am the Black Clip Nemesis, Mr. Hustle and Flow, on your ears right now, you know what I mean? Yeah, you tune into the Fly Show. We're talking about spirituality, consciousness, and your circle, you know what I mean? Before I get to the whole show, I'm just gonna give you a little bit of what insight I have, all my personal encounter or experience through with spirituality, consciousness, and the circle, you know what I mean? But I'm only gonna put it in one nutshell so we get quick and done with the intro, so I give you what's coming and what you've been trying to tune in, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I've got this thing with me whereby at times, you know, we wake up and you're feeling kind of down and you feel like everything is not in the right place at that moment, you know what I mean? I'm talking about me. I feel like everything is not in the right place and all that and all that. And it feels deeper than just a physical feeling, you know what I mean? It's like my spirit is not okay, but it's okay. It's not good, but it's good. But then I meditate, so I'll meditate about that and feel what I'm trying to feel, observe whatever emotions or whatever feeling that I'm supposed to get. And after 2 days or so, that feeling of negativity and all that will result in the fact that it was something positive, you know. I got that thing, that's what happens with me, especially with my hustle. You know, when I feel like I'm lacking in the stuff that I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm not doing that right now, I feel down and all that. Not necessarily because I haven't been doing anything, but because there is an urge of something greater coming. I always feel it when my hustle is about to do or go to a different point or growth, you know what I mean? So that's just me. And with this, at times I'll be talking to the shorty, you know, and I tell her that, hey, today I'm not feeling like myself, I want to talk, I'm not in the mood and all that. And she'll be like, hey man, you know how you react towards greater things coming, you know, it's a feeling that you always get yourself, you know. So that's me just trying to break down how my spirituality is, how I'm in sync with my spirituality. It's not all the time, obviously, with my spirit. It's not all the time where I'm in sync with my spirit and all that and all that. But I've learned ways of how to communicate and how to listen to the God in me talk to me, you know what I mean? So throughout the show, we want to talk about experiences and feelings of spirituality and spirit, how spirit, mind, and the circle all connect and could lead you to a path that you're trying to get to or lead you astray, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's that. That was just me trying to put out a little bit of what the spirit does with me and my hustle. And we want to talk about different views and opinions. We want to have people on the line, and yeah. But before we do that, I'm trying to play you a jam, a hot one real quick, you know what I mean? This is a jam called Dime Piece by the Black Clip Nemesis himself and all that. I hope you all will funk with the tune and you enjoy the tune, you know what I mean? Check this out. We'll be back right now.
Yo.
If you don't know,
I'm ice cold straight out the block.
It's a gold field.
Lyrically, I hit you like a glass.
All the way from Kruger Stop.
All the way from West End.
Now you know.
Rapper producer.
And you are listening to.
And you tune in to Hustle.
Hustle and Flow.
Hustle and Flow. But Black Nemesis.
Hustle and Flow. Boy.
Get me on the microphone, I'm cracking open up it though. My third, I'm moving mountains, got my consciousness on overload. Shout out to my addicts, manifest your crack babies. The OPM is open up, the gate will let to manifest. Open up my chakras, now I got the energy from life. Thirsty for a cup of wisdom, bogus or this knowledge jack. Energy you need to just to try and get a piece of that. Motherfuck the system, got us slaving on the 9 to 5. Time's running, draining, you're not leaving, you just try to survive. The dreams turn to hobbies cause the vision have been minimized. Media tell advice, some lies. They couldn't tell the visions right. Radio, colonial clown, send them to the rodeo. Try and get iron, brain and clap, precipitate upon the ground. New world order, head them, kill us on the bike cam. Tell the truth and let it spread. Infrared beam lights, these fuckers try and get you hit. Truth you tell, we're going vain. Meditate, levitate, food for thought, come grab a plate. Don't hesitate, this the real, real, a revelation inside. They fucking with your memory, reset you like a factory. I tell the truth compulsory, the ghetto filled with drugs. Like that shit was a laboratory. I'm rolling trees, spreading out the truth. They don't notice me, noise me, sipping on the black. Then I'm busting out the poetry. It's food for thought, the type of shit you pass on like a legacy. Fuck your niggas, luxury, living like a parody. Fake religions, getting all the love like in the prophecy. Blasphemy, spreading out the truth, you call it blasphemy. Speak like I'm a punitry, tell my side the poetry. Hit them with the wisdom, see it quicker just to corner these non-believers. Will believe they don't believe the prophecy, but then believe what I do see. Then believe what I do see. I don't keep it watch to see, but I might need my watch to see. I'm like Moses with the staff when I speak, I'm a prophecy. Separate the good from bad, but I don't need to pay for sins. How I born is medicine, ghostly I escape the sin. No more slaves, but the system had them not to see. Blinding out the vision, telling vision so they think it's sick. Paralyze the pineal and purify the oyster wool. Pineal gland turned to a vine, and I'm just pregnant shit. The pineal gland turned to a fried egg, and I'm just cracking shit. The pineal gland turned to a fried egg, and I'm just cracking shit. With the brains I've been gifted, seeking where the truth at. The future's in the mindset, is impending the right path. Moving with the right path, taking all the right steps. Waking up to the
music, all the way
from West End.
And you are listening to.
And you two need to hustle
and flow.
Yeah, girl.
Hustle and flow, but Black Nemesis.
Hustle and flow, boy.
Yo. And that right there was a track by myself, Black Clip Nemesis, not featuring nobody, sorry. That right there was a track by myself, by me. It's called Dime Peace. Hope you enjoy the jam and all that. You already know I bring you the hottest jams, you know what I mean? I bring you the exclusive jams and all that. And if you're listening and you happen to be a musician, or you know a musician, or somebody that makes music and try and get their music out there, don't be scared. Hit us up, hit me up, slide on my DMs, you know what I mean? I put you
Yo,
on, I put
I'm
you
out here
on
with
the next
Simo.
Episode or whenever,
He's
going to
tell
you know
us
I mean?
A bit of his
and
own
yeah,
understanding on
let's
what
get
he
back
knows
to the talking, and I hope you guys
strategy.
Are still out here
so yeah, man,
vibing
Simo,
and
good,
all
bro?
That, and all that, you know what I mean?
No, nigga, Black Lip! Black
yeah.
Lip,
Black Lip, yeah, my G, you nice, bro.
I always, man, keeping the energies high, keeping the energies aligned, you know what it is.
Yeah, I'm sensing that in your voice, man, I'm sensing that, man, I feel the vibrations, dawg. So yeah, bro, I don't know how much of an encounter you've had with spirituality, but do you think where you are right now spiritually is aligned with what you're trying to do in life, you know?
Right now, no, because there's so many systems that have been put in the sense of religion that hinder us from getting to our full potential. So I would say no. So spirituality and religion is two different topics.
That's deep. Can you break that down? Can you break that down? Like, what is spirituality, what is religion in your sense?
So religion is this set of rules that you should follow. If you don't follow, then you go into hell and wara. But spirituality is a journey where you fail forward, basically. You learn as you're going, and you're growing, and you're trying to reach the creator, you know, ultimately. Like that picture of Leonardo, where he depicts God trying to reach out to us, and Adam is just sitting relaxed. He's not even putting effort there, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like spirituality is that sense, where we all, in our being, trying to find the greater purpose to why we are here, and trying to reach out to the creator so we connect more and we reach our full potential without nothing hindering our growth.
So in a sense, spirituality is more of a thing whereby you have to get on a journey yourself and try to figure out how everything has to come within your space, and how you also need to put yourself in a space where everything needs to find you, in a sense.
Exactly, because don't forget, you have a whole entire universe that lives inside of you that you need to figure out.
Mm.
That Religion can't tell you what to do or whatever. You need to figure out this universe that's inside. So which means every now and then you have to go inside and figure out all these different components that are within you, and you have to align them and make sure that they're working hand in hand to help you reach the full potential that you are.
Yeah, Phil, that's facts, because there's a part where there's a book where I've been reading where it stated that there's so much that religion has tried to hide from us, which has been going on for years, which has hindered our own spiritual growth and our own world understanding of spirit and body and being one with spirit and body.
There's a great awakening happening in the world because people are starting to see the bullshit that's been happening. I mean, to start with, even though I rarely do this, but I'm a quote from the Bible. It says, let every man work on their salvation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, which means each and every person in this world that has been put here, right, has to work on their own. It doesn't say go to the church to work on your salvation. No. It doesn't say the pastor must pray for you for your salvation.
Facts.
It says let every man work on their own salvation, you know? Because in this world, we do what we feel is right, you know? And every man and every woman feels like, okay, what I'm doing now is what I feel is right. So, in a sense, that shows me that people are trying to connect, but they don't know how to connect, you know? And what you are saying is actually true, because the truths have been taken away from the book of life. And even in these books that we read, like the Bible, there's some truths that have been left there, but the ones that give us the keys have been taken out. And the people who took them out took them out purposefully, because they're the ones who are using the keys to succeed and whatever, you know. And then they turn around and tell us that money is evil, money is
true.
Facts. I mean, these things keep us out as black people out that part.
For real, man.
They make us guilty with a lot of money now. You know, now you're thinking, the devil, oh shit.
It's playing around me.
I'm worshipping money too much.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, I mean, if you are blessed abundantly, then you should enjoy those blessings, because they came and it's for you.
And they're meant for you and only you.
And if you want to give back and sow back into the community, that should be up to you.
Mm-hmm. You feel it within your spirit that this is something I need to be doing.
The hand that receives,
the hand that gives is blessed more than the one that received, yeah? Yeah, bro. But yeah, you were saying, dog, like, what you were saying is actually facts, you know. I can't disagree with that, because if we look at where we live right now, we're living under a certain system, and that system kind of inhibits our own growth, and also it limits how far we think we can go and how far we see ourselves. And now, we don't also listen to our own spiritual sense, you know. We don't connect with our spirituality. We think just because it's a physical world, everything needs to be done as a matter of physicality, you know.
Yeah.
So, which brings me to a question I just wanted to find out from you. Do you think it's necessary to align yourself in everything around you, as in everything that has to do with you, with your spirit, and everything in your life will go straight?
Well, I believe that is the ultimate truth. If everything is in a perfect alignment, I mean, perfect is a far-fetched word, but let's use it now.
Mm-hmm.
If everything is in perfect alignment,
yeah,
I feel like everything is going to go, not smoothly, but the way it should go, you know? Because you have direction, you have vision, you know what your purpose, that you, why you are here on life, in this world.
Yeah.
You won't be confused by these wishy-washy people that try to teach you this and that, because you're connected to the higher power, and while you are here, you're connected to your family. And I'm one who you know me, I work with energies.
Yeah.
If your energy is too negative, and you're always negative towards me, I cut you off because that negativity is going to rub off on me.
Yeah, for real, for real. Gotta cut you off.
Cut that person out.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's family, I don't care if it's close friends, we've been friends for 39 years, but if that shit is negative, gotta cut that off because it's going to drag you, it's going to pull you down, it's going to cut off where you're trying to go.
Mm-hmm. It's high time we start believing in the art of letting go in order to receive more. You know,
yeah.
There's this book which I read. Well, it's like a spiritual type of book and thing. I don't know if it's fact or not. But they spoke about something like the soul never rests until its purpose is complete. So it kind of has to do with something with reincarnation. It says that the ideology behind heaven and hell came because the people, whoever, that restructured the book 325,000 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, they restructured the book and they decided to come up with the whole idea of heaven and hell so that we don't know the truth, that you need to serve your purpose. You don't need to follow a certain system that's been said. You need to follow a system that's been implanted in you and only you know it. It's like desire and a dream, you know. There's that feeling that you feel that only you can feel. Even if you try to explain it to someone, you'll never explain it and they'll never grasp the wisdom behind it. And only you can work to achieve it. Isn't that something that a lot of us lack? I mean, we don't even open up ourselves to learning such things and all that and all that. But we feel like we'll live a right life or an abundant life and receive everything we need to receive. My question to us, how do we engage with each other and let each other know that spirituality is actually one, far from religion?
Let me start with that heaven and hell topic.
Yeah.
Hell is a concept that was created to make us fear.
For real, facts.
You know? It was a concept that was created to make us fear, to make us, if you sin, then you're going to hell. But actually, hell doesn't exist. But actually, also, hell is here on earth. The things that we go through, I feel like hell is also a concept. You know, the things, the trials that you go through here on earth are your hell.
In fact.
You know, and then when you get to that soft life, let's use that word. Then you get glimpses of heaven, you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
You're always happy, your energies are always aligned, no negativity around you, because you get to do what you want to, because you earn soft life, you understand?
Yeah.
And I once read in the Book of Life that this part was actually taken away. It was a scripture that was also part of the Bible, but they took it out. It says, once you marry the heart and the mind,
yeah,
there's nothing that can actually stop you.
Oh, thanks, man. I also read that.
Because the biggest war that happens is you are going to think one thing, but the heart is going to say something else. And don't forget, the biggest vibration in this world is the heart. There's nothing that vibrates more than the heart.
Facts,
The heart is love.
Yeah.
So once you marry these two and you make them work as one, there's nothing that's going to stop you. So once I read that, ever since I read that, I'm trying to marry these two now, you know, because it's tough marrying these two.
Yeah, it's very hard, man. It's very hard,
it's
bro.
Really tough, because your mind is gonna be saying, "No, I don't love her," but the heart is
saying, "Hey,
yeah,
I'm deep."
Yeah. Or maybe you're gonna be like, your head is like, I love what I'm doing right now, but the heart is like, nah, I can't take anymore. This guy is.
This is not where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I read the same phrase, you know, on a different note, but I was also trying to find out certain wisdom in or knowledge. And that same scripture you're talking about, it also aligns, or it's in connection with having to speak. You know, they talk about the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the one that I read was same phrase, but the only addition was once you've got to marry these two, you will be able to tell a mountain that move and it will move. And in that sense, a mountain is the hell that we're going through, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm deep in agreement with you on that one. That's heavy, that's facts, man.
Because mean, coming to that, people always assume that you will actually tell a real mountain to move, and
like yo,
to what you were saying, it's figurative, you know.
Yeah.
The mountains are the things that you face in life. That's why I'm coming back to that example that hell is here on earth.
Yeah.
Sometimes these hells are created purposefully to make sure that your energy is in a certain place. It doesn't pass that point.
Mm, channel to the right place.
Especially for us, black communities and colored communities, your low-end communities, they try to keep our energies low because they know once our energies are high, there's no endless possibility that we cannot reach. They know for a fact that we were blessed from birth.
Fact.
You know? I say they because I don't want to...
you already know, man. We already know. We already know.
As I said in the beginning, these systems that have been put in our areas to make sure that our vibrations are low, that there's a certain sound that is emitted in our communities to make sure that we live the way we live. The poverty endures forever and it's an endless cycle. And I was like, once I read this, I was like, bruh, so they're emitting these signals purposefully, and it's not a signal that you can pick up with your naked ear. It's something subconsciously that you pick up, and it becomes a habit now. And as you know, we are frequencies as human beings.
Once
that frequency is in here in this neighborhood, then the neighborhood is going to have high levels of this, high levels of that. It's all negative. It's going south, you know? So... let me give you an example. Have you noticed when you go into a suburb, all of a sudden there's this and wonderful feeling, and you hear the birds.
Yeah, there's this peaceful energy. You know what I mean?
You know?
Yeah.
You feel lighter. You feel, you know,
at ease. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about these signals that they put in these communities to make sure that certain communities thrive and certain communities don't. Coming back to systems, have you noticed that when you driving, you're coming to Ekasi?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of advertisement about alcohol, about burgers, about fast food, about
all these unnecessary things.
That don't. Yes, it's lovely to have a beer every now and then, a burger every now and then, but don't put it so much in our face as if that is an achievement or something.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into high-end societies, you find property for hire or property
for sale, land on sale.
All the opportunities are in their billboards.
Businesses on sale.
Like clothes, it's
like a dark cloud hovering around there, you know what I mean?
Insurance, and I'm like, goodness. There's difference, you know? Whereas in high-end society, they're advertising wealth.
Yeah, they're advertising all the good stuff and all that. Which brings me to something that you just said. I love what you said about the subconscious mind, you know? The subconscious mind is a very powerful tool. I don't know if a lot of people know about this, but like the subconscious mind is where part of your spirit also dwells, which is why it's said that the subconscious mind is every answer to your life's problem, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you have time, you should research about something called ley lines. These are energy charges that are naturally in the earth, right?
Mm.
So these ley lines are either positive or negative. And most of our communities, the hoods, are built on negative ley lines. That's why the energy is always negative, and always people don't have a vision, and they don't have a plan for their lives and everything. So that's why when you are being spiritual, always try and gather as much knowledge as you can so that you can sit down and decipher it yourself.
Yeah, for real. Fact. I'm going to check it out. Ley lines, right?
Ley lines, yes.
Ley lines.
A beautiful example of what what endless possibilities there are is a movie called Lucy.
Yeah.
You know, at first she was a normal being.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. You know what? Let's call it a chat, and we'll talk more, bro. Yo. Just lost Simo, but it's all good. Hope everybody learned something, a thing or two. You know what I mean? Hey, this was heavy, and this was crazy. You know, ley lines. I gotta check out that, and you also might wanna check that out too, cause hey, this is crazy. This is something that we all might need to look out for, you know what I mean? As a person that's trying to grow your hustle, trying to grow yourself, trying to grow the people around you, you might want to look at things like that and research on things like that. Let's get together, let's teach each other, let's grow, you know what I mean? There's not much there. The worst that could happen is you having more knowledge than you used to have. That's not even the worst. I mean, it's the best thing to happen. Just give yourself a couple of minutes a day, check out what you can check out, you know, read, learn what you can learn, and let's get out of this dark hole or this dungeon we're in, you know what I mean?
Hey, yo.
If you don't know,
I might call straight out the block.
What's your goal feeling?
Little Alpha Limit.
Little P, I hit you like a clock.
All the way from Krugerstorp.
All the way from West Rand.
Now you know.
Rapper producer.
And you are listening to.
You two need to hustle
and flow.
Hustle and flow.
My black nemesis.
Hustle and flow. Boy.
Thank you for being part of the fam, because it's a fam. We're growing a fam right now. We're growing a community. Ooh, I'm just excited. My spirit is beating, you know what I mean? Just got a mind blow right now, so I'm stumbling on my words. But yeah. Check you on the next episode, and check you on the next coming episode. Check us out on all social pages, on Facebook, on Insta, and all that and all that. Share with your peoples. If you like this episode, subscribe. Like our pages, follow and all that. See you in the next episode. If you're trying to get to the people, that's at Seymour the Pirate and at Forest_Ramshwana. Thank you. Danko.